This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.
Here I am in Nantou County. I've been here before for some poultry production filming. Now we've come back for a big wedding. It's actually a relative of mine. I was planning to come back here a month later, but the fortune tellers from both sides had some disagreement, and it's been moved forward a month. Both fortune tellers had a different idea of what day the wedding should be on. Actually, it's a lunar holiday anyway. It's not New Year's. It's another traditional holiday. A lot of praying going on, a lot of things going on, so it's a fortunate day. I'm one of the drivers, so I have a red envelope here to help me have good fortune in my driving. I have some bows to put on my car. I have some other symbols. Over here, we have a group of gifts. These are going to be taken over to the bride's house. We're at the groom's house now, 7 in the morning, and we all got to get moving, so let's go. The groom's side has come over to get the bride over to the groom's house. And so she's all ready, as you can see. And we're going to go have lunch. And she has some things here ready to go. And we already have the dowry has already been sent to the other side. Now, traditionally, we would do this with a carriage and people carrying the carriage, but nobody would do that today. We're all in cars today. Okay, we just arrived back from the bride's house. We brought her over. We see some of the things they're taking in, part of the dowry that's all going in, including a motorcycle, a little scooter, all these things getting piled into the room. We're getting the veil taken off. We're getting all these things done. And then they come out of their wedding room and they circle around. They're going to go into the temple, the house temple for the bride's family. Go in there and they're going to do some prayer, some bye-bye for the relatives, ancestor worship, things like that. Then they come out and we do a photography session, which is the standard thing. And then we're going to set up. In a little while, we're going to go to the big banquet, which is the standard fare that I think most people know about. But all this stuff that goes beforehand, maybe you haven't seen too often. So this is a little bit more traditional.
Oh, 똥 피는 이런 낭만적인 거야. 내놔.
阿公想想对对，万年富贵。扎心对酒。大家知道，要靠我啊！我阿妈真够讲。阿妈真够讲。阿妈当做哦，就是这个。这样，你看那边，我们首先的台上发财，发财。哎，这边现在贵哦，现在你给的还是多，你多。我给的。
Okay, we've arrived at the banquet, and this banquet is a big deal. We've got over 90 tables, and you can see the place is packed. It has a big stage up front. It's outdoor with a tent overneath. It doesn't even fit into a regular place out here in the countryside. You couldn't find a place big enough to hold it. So we're right outside. Very exciting. Lots of cooking going on in the back. That's always happening live right there. In fact, we've got live shrimps ready to be put on the table. We've got soup. We've got meats being cooked back there. They're all busy as can be. Come on out here. We've got lots of people out here packed. A lot of guests, some special guests up front. And the stage. Can you hear that music pounding away? If you weren't deaf before you came here, you're going to be deaf soon because they're just blasting those speakers. I don't know how they don't break those speakers just apart. Pole dancing. We got some exciting pole dancing going on. What's going on with that? You know, in Taiwan, pole dancing doesn't really have that sexual overtone. It's just like an exercise thing. And so there you go. Got some pole dancing going on. Really, really exciting stuff. This is probably the part of the marriage that most Westerners have seen. Of course, we have the normal thing with the clothes changes going on. We're going to have three changes for the bride. She's going to go in, change her clothes, come back out. Then we're going to have a guest speaker, usually some kind of politician. We've got elections coming soon in Taiwan, so we might get somebody who's running for office to come over, give some freebies, and give a little bit of a talk. So that's it. This is the exciting part. This is the part you know about. The part beforehand and the part afterhand. Well, we won't talk about the part afterhand, but the part before, that's kind of something maybe you haven't seen before. So let's go in, let's pig out, and let's have some fun.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.